Hi, this is Jackson from the D Rangers, and you're watching Tell the Band to Go. You're watching.
Hey, I like that.
Hi, this is Jackson Aldane from the D Rangers, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on. What is it? This is
101.5.
That's what I thought. I almost said CK, you tell me.
Hi, this is Jackson Aldane, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5.
My soul is an old leaky basement. Regret is a meaningful word. Try to muster a luster from the concrete of memory. Once it's poured and it's set and it's cured, tomorrows don't seem to mean nothing. And you're thinking on making the scene, playing on teens, laying beatings on queens. What I did just came naturally. I met some with doom in their future, and I met some with power and grace. I met one named Crystal Tornado, twisted and laid me completely to waste. It started out roses and rainbows, but it soon became briar and hail. Soda pop sweet on occasion, but mostly bitter as India pale. She drained all the life from my body. I was her little puppet to play. Led me to strife and a beggarly life, and then drove all my loved ones away. She never cared much to have me, but she couldn't bear setting me free. Pure evil distillate, her name was Crystal. She turned her pistol on me. On the street down in Houston, everything that I owned was my last. I got low when the bottle was empty. I got high with some kind ones that passed. Stayed with some fellas in Utah, shared stories of squatting a wife. Each one of us hit to the same crooked bitch. She's hot and cold, and she's quick with a knife. She's like a poisonous arrow flung from a place you can't see. Soft as a thistle, her name was Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me. Came to my bedroom this morning, all twitchy and wanting her way. And I may survive to the end of this drive, but I'll probably arrive DOA. The old leaky basement is flooding, but there's one debt we're all born to pay. Though I may dying, I still can't help but pine for the crystal that made me this way. Oh, she never cared much to have me, but she couldn't bear setting me free. Pure evil distillate, her name's Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me. Pure evil distillate, her Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a singer-songwriter show with a twist. I'm the twist. My name is Jeff. Oh, that's Twit, sorry. My name's Jeff, here till 4 o'clock playing you good stuff, and I've been doing that for well over 13 years now, and I never get tired of it. And I don't blame you if you do, but hopefully you haven't already, and hopefully you'll stick around. And, you know, maybe today will be the day. Maybe you'll just have had enough by the end of the today. So stick around and see. You know, test out my theory. And give me a call. And let me know that you're sick of me, if you want. I'm fine with it. I'll get over it. There are others. All right, so we kicked it off there with something from Jackson Haldane, and whoa, what a beauty, what a powerful song that is. Some amazing stuff on this. Finally was smart enough to look on the internet. I remember our pal Aaron requested something off this EP. Jackson was in town for some shows this year with Gordy Tentrees, and he I guess he was selling copies of this record, and I couldn't make it, so I didn't get one, and I felt kind of bad about that, and I've been wanting to hear it ever since. And what do you know, it's on the Bandcamp. You just dial up your internet machine to the Bandcamp, Jackson Haldane .bandcamp.com, I'd bet. And I'd bet because I closed the window. You can download it. It's called Down in Oklahoma. And while you're there, you could probably find some information about Jackson Haldane's new record, which he is hard at work on. He's got a Kickstarter campaign. He's making a record down in Oklahoma, and it looks like it's going to be pretty great. Well, I mean, do we need to even doubt that it's going to be an amazing thing? Jackson Haldane, just a truly, truly talented and wonderful individual. And I pre-ordered my copy, and hopefully you will as well. Just go on the old Google there, or your favorite search engine, and look up Jackson Haldane Kickstarter, or find him on the Twitter or on the Facebook. It's Jackson with an X. And who knows? Maybe you'll be lucky enough to hear things like this. Here's an outtake from that record, and it's a pretty fun little thing, and maybe it'll give you a taste of what kind of fun they're having down there in Oklahoma making this record. This is new. It's not on the record. It's just for us. It's brand new from Jackson Haldane. Go tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He says he has the misery, but he's having a lot of fun, oh baby. She got everything that Uncle John need, oh baby. Yeah, yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Having some fun tonight. Yeah.
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Only good news, on my bed, good news in my tea. You were just good news to me. You were only good news. Good news round my door. Good news in this town. You were good news all around. You're still good news. Good news for someone. Good news where you are. Good news on the run. You were only good news. You were only good news. Good news on the run. You were only good news. Good news on the run.
Of my eye, covered in grace, 'cause you worked in a diner, kind to every son and daughter. Girl, I swear this been coming for a long, long time. And any bed is a queen when there's one laying in it. All great things had their beginnings. Feel it in your gaze, you're just looking for some peace of mind. Took us 6 years and 4 days to finally get married. Look at me, getting all carried away. From our fears is where we will tarry on. And I swear you could show me the light. Bring me back to Jesus Christ, 'cause I want more than just these earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all in my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. and I wore my earthly days.
Is that not the most beautiful thing you've heard in a long time? It sure is for me. That's an unbelievable thing. It's brand new from William Prince from right here in Winnipeg. I've been raving about this guy for a few years, and he hasn't really put out anything until recently. And I guess that's, you know, because he was waiting for the right time. And boy, oh boy, if that's the sign of things to come, and I know that it is, then we are in for some special music from Mr. William Prince to come out very, very soon. Produced by Scott Nolan, featuring the angelic voice of Miss Lynn Miles on that. Oh, just gives me shivers. Shivers! It's a gorgeous thing. You can download it now on the iTunes, on the Google thing. Or you can be a cheap, irresponsible bastard, and you can stream it for free on YouTube or Spotify or something like that. But if that kid does not deserve a dollar for that bit of beauty right there, there is something seriously wrong with you. There is. But that's okay. We're here to help. We'll straighten you out. We'll get you fixed up. That's what we're here for. Okay? Setting you straight. And I think we're going to do that in just a moment. William Prince, brand new stuff. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Corin Raymond in there before that. Brand new thing from his Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams project, which he's working on hard right now. He's got the Pledge Music campaign is what it is, going to raise money to make that record. He's already made his goal, but his goal was modest because he was afraid that he wasn't going to reach it, when in actual fact he could sure use a lot more. And now that we're up over 115%, he's trying to get what he actually needs, which is right around 150%. So if you haven't already, please do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor and help Corin Raymond get this amazing thing finished. Just go to pledgemusic.com and look for Corin Raymond, or, you know, find him on one of various social media where he pushes such things. And it's just stunning. It features Sean Cotton of the Undesirables, one of the last songs that they wrote together. And holy cow. Is that a gooder or what? We heard something new from Sweet Alibi. They're also raising money for a new record, and it sounds like it's going to be a doozy. We heard Not a Fight from that album, Walking in the Dark. It'll be released, I think, in November at the West End Cultural Center. It's going to be a great, great show, I'm absolutely sure. And something new from Jackson Haldane, a really fun rockin' version of Long Tall Sally there that they were working on in the studio for his new record. And all that stuff you can be a part of by pre-pledging to those various campaigns, and we heartily encourage you to do so. But at the same time, I still, you know, want to send some love and gratitude to the people who make the records that they can afford. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, trying to do something bigger and asking for help, but I got immense respect for people like Del Barber and Brock Zeman and a bunch of other folks who never, ever, ever ask for a dime. They just do what they can. Scott Nolan's another one. All kinds of people who just make great records on their own terms, and I think that's a pretty special talent as well. Anyway, speaking of setting you straight, I know it's gonna get nasty. I know. But I can't help it. I've been given this platform. There's, you know, for some reason, they allow me to come in here every week and talk on the radio, and there are some people that listen, and that's amazing. And I feel like, you know, I got to use those powers for good. So every single week I try to convince you to support the music that I absolutely love and need in my life. And I, you know, try to get you to buy CDs. Remember CDs, buying CDs, or, you know, downloads if you prefer, and definitely going out to shows and supporting great art. These are very, very important things to me. But every once in a while, you know, we gotta talk about other things as well. And I feel I would be remiss if I didn't send along some messages about a rather important event coming up very soon. Here's something brand new from Blue Rodeo. Let them explain it.
Your pipeline will spill its disease. You shut down all the research libraries, and you muzzled all the white coats in your laboratories. Then you set your sights on the CBC. You're stealing all my dreams. You're stealing all my dreams. Whatever happened to our democracy? Well, this train came into town, the Reform Party. Little King Stevie and his monarchy behind the closed doors of corporatocracy. You're stealing all my dreams. You're stealing all my dreams. You're like some enemy conspiracy. Greatest threat to my security. Cause you'll throw me in jail, cause I disagree, and I'm so scared of your oil industry. Cause I love the rivers and I love the streams, but I'm scared for the children and the baby. I love the forest and I love the trees. Have you forgotten that you work for me? Then stop by honoring the treaty. And you're stealing all my dreams. You're stealing all my computer games, robocalls, and Senate shame. It's a crime if I dissent, Supreme Court held in your contempt. Native women not a priority. Sometimes I wonder just how you sleep. And you're stealing all my dreams. 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 You're stealing all my dreams.
Two, three, four. What have we lost? Poisoned or crushed? What highest hopes were stolen from us? Holy rolling hills were caught in dust. What voices were stifled, silenced, scared, and carried off? You think we can hide? No, but you're hitting the sand. You
think we can ride it? Well, some of us can't. Time. Don't forget to bring some
picture ID and a couple of proofs of address. Now if they ever put me in charge of this country, I'd abolish all private property, imprison Ted Rogers and the Irving family, and nationalize all the banks. Then I guess I'd get a little whiskey and hunker deep down in the defend bunker. Listen to Joni Mitchell's blue as I await the arrival of the American tanks. So I don't fool myself, I know Thomas Mulcahy sure ain't no revolutionary. If you think he's gonna fix everything, he's gonna leave you in the lurch. Stephen Harper and all of his minions seem to be working under the opinion that they could just make life suck enough here, we'll all have no choice but to turn back to the church. That's why I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. After they pass proportional representation, you can go ahead and vote your green. Oh, I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. And I don't like boys who get jobs because of their daddy's names. I think you know who I mean, Adam Cohen. Say this song is propaganda. All I can say is, yeah, well, duh. All the TV stations and newspapers and Tim Hortons all make propaganda for the right. And all of those owners will be issuing orders to their sandwich makers and all their reporters to say that Steve's a great CEO who loves the Beatles. There's another reason why you might want to consider my opinion that I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. Tories get another shot at Canada, I'm afraid that they are going to ruin it. I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. But watch out, because they changed the voting rules to try to stop you from doing it.
Hey, this is Dave Lang from Regina, Saskatchewan. When I'm in Winnipeg or anywhere near here, sometimes even in Dauphin, I listen to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Shiny new pickups.
We've worked hard for 9 long years, and though our struggle's nearly through, now's not the time to rest, my friends. There's still much work to do. Our glorious leader calls us to the battle lines once more. Must history show your lack of faith caused us to lose this war? Is the earth not scorched by fire and pestilence?
Yes, my friends, yes, my friends.
Does the rentier class not control the government?
Yes, my friends, yes, my friends.
Are the women and the children not a bit less insolent?
Yes, my friends, Yes, my friend.
Did he not explain to the scientists exactly what their science meant?
Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
Are the temporary guest workers approved much faster?
Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
Has he not pleased our corporate masters?
Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
Mocking those who dream of taking power from the sun.
Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
While we dig the oil from the ground just like we've always done.
Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
Has he not privatized the profits while he socializes losses?
Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
Did he not show the trade unionists exactly who the boss is?
Yes, my friend. Yes, my friend.
Why must some men work while others sit and play? We'll wipe that smirk right off their faces when we take their pensions away. He is not merciful or kind, but neither is he blind. He knows the battle's just beginning when the contracts are all signed. He is a clever man. He is a better man. You.
You.
You do not deserve him. Time or that you want to speak your mind, why don't we open up your dossier and see what we can find? You'll change your tune, you'll do it soon. You,
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 you
will fall in line.
Oh,
Got something he knows what they can afford to be for. Kansas gated bodegas where the creeping vines decorate the walls made of concrete. American flags and trucks of the trade pass, temples and coliseums, Templar halls and mausoleums, and now to drop Fannie Freeze on the highways of Los Angeles. On the westward stretch from Winnipeg, Dolphin City's a 3-hour leg. You take a northern Portage La Prairie, you take a north turn on the 60. When northern lights flash, snowmobile tracks extend me on the field of vision, freezing the decision to swerve or hit that rat-tailed stag on the highways west of Winnipeg. Texans eat breakfast tacos with unsweetened iced tea. We go to Gao, queso, and cornbread. Decorate the plate with the black beans. Organic farm eggs raised under Six Flags. And biscuits baked by tradition. And steaks deep fried in chicken. And a roadside stands the nexus for Mexicans.
I don't wanna live.
There's the Honorable Member of Parliament for Toronto Davenport, Mr. Andrew Cash of today's NDP, with the title track to his fine, fine record, Boomtown, there. Before that, we heard something from Matt Masters, who is running also for the NDP in the Calgary Centre. Is that what it's called? Calgary Centre? Riding. He's the NDP candidate up against a guy named Stephen Harper in Calgary. And there's nothing in the world. Well, I guess perhaps a proper national government, I guess, would be better. But it would be so beautiful, so sweet if Matt Masters could win that election and unseat Stephen Harper. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Sadly, money is a big part of it, and I know Matt Masters' campaign has been working a hell of a job raising money. If you donate $50 to Matt Masters, he'll put up a sign with a message of your choosing right next to a Stephen Harper sign, and so many people have done it, and it's just a beautiful thing. And unfortunately, last night, some jerk came and took a whole bunch of them down, but it's a beautiful thing, and... you know, what can you say? There are a lot of artists running for the NDP. Are there any running for the Conservatives? Are there? Like, honestly, I don't know. I certainly haven't heard of any. We heard the Rio Statics in there with a song called Horses. That is the final song that they performed as part of their recent reunion shows at the Art Gallery of Ontario, and completely powerful, impassioned plea from Dave Bedini, urging us to imagine October 20. And he's been putting his money where his mouth is, and he's been doing some shows lately called Imagine October 20, where he got together a whole bunch of stars in places in Ontario and in BC to kind of spread the message of a brighter day, a brighter future, which perhaps we can all enjoy on October 20th. Heard something in there from Dave Lang, our old pal Dave Lang, who I don't think he likes me anymore. In fact, I'm sure of it. But there's something new from Dave. I still like him. Dave Lang and the Insolent Rabble there put together a song called Does He Not Please You? As kind of a... Well, Jeff Berner, who we heard before that with his probably NDP song, issued a challenge to anybody else to put together a song promoting the agenda of your choice. And many people have taken him up on it, but that's one of the greatest ones right there, Dave Lang. Berner in there before that telling us who he thinks we should vote for. And I kind of wish he'd maybe thrown in something about unless the NDP candidate in your riding doesn't have a hope in hell of winning, in which case you should probably vote for the Liberals, which is what I'm going to do. Because our NDP guy doesn't have a shot. So why bother? In fact, I would have the utmost respect for a candidate who looked at the polls, looked at the past results, looked around at the lawn signs and went, you know what, I'm not going to win this, but the other guy might. So maybe I should sit this one out. I'd have respect for that. I think that'd be good. We heard something brand new. This just posted today, I believe, from Hey Rosetta and Yukon Blonde teaming up on a great song called Land You Love. And we started it off with something from Blue Rodeo, their new single, Stealing All My Dreams, which you can get for free on their website. Powerful, powerful message. And like our pal Stu Reed did the other night, I would love to offer the opportunity to any pro-conservative artists or songs, and I'd be glad to play for you those for you right now, but there just aren't any. This is all you hear out of the conservative backers musically. That's it. That's supposed to be crickets. Does it sound like crickets? Was that funny? I don't know. Maybe I'll leave the jokes to Stu Reed, and I will take a break, pay a couple of bills, and come right back and tell you about a whole bunch of great things, including this.
Pledgerama, UMFM's annual listener funding drive, returns for its fourth year, starting at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, October 16th, and running until 8 p.m. on Friday, October 23rd. Last year, we surpassed our goal of $28,000, and this year, we've increased that goal to $32,000, but we can only hit these lofty new heights with your help. As always, we've lined up some amazing new incentives for you, including toques and scarves perfect for the Winnipeg winter, a new mug to hold your favorite beverage, and the latest edition of the Transmissions from UMFM compilation. Or, as always, you can take a tax receipt for your valued donation. We only ask for your support once a year in order to keep giving you the great radio that you've come to expect from UMFM. Visit our website, www.umfm.com, for full details on pre-pledging or how to make a pledge now or during Pledgerama 2015, running October 16th through the 23rd.